I think we were up to Mishnah Dalid here in Perek Dalid Rabosa. Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna Omer Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach Shetikvas Enosh Rima. Well, what does the idiom Ish Yavna mean? So Rashi in Masachah Shabbos is commenting on in the Braisa, we find the Lashon Shavna Ish Yerushalayim. So he's identified as Ish Yerushalayim. So what does Ish Yerushalayim mean? So Rashi says, Odom Godel Hoya Yerushalayim Ushmo Shavna. So Ish, similar to what Rashi quotes in Parashas Shlach, Kulam Anoshim, Rosh Evin Yisrael Hema. What does it mean, Kulam Anoshim? So it means Kulam Anoshim, meaning Gedolim V'chashuvim. So too, Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavna means from the Gedolei V'chashuvei Yavna. Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach Shetikvas Enosh Rima. Ma'od means extremely. Extreme or extremely. And thus, ma'od, ma'od, havishvavuach means that a person should be Shval Ruach to the nth degree. One ma'od would communicate extremely. Two ma'od means to the ultimate extreme. That's the sense of the double ma'od. To the ultimate extreme, to the ultimate. A person should be a Shval Ruach to the ultimate. Let's see the Rambam here. Kvar is kind of a Pokem HaKodrim. Shoha Anove hi min hamidos hamu'ulos. Anove is one of those desirable, noble traits. Because he memutzaz ben hagayva v'shiftas haruach. And in general, what's memutza, what's balanced, is what's mu'ula, is what's desirable, is what's noble. V'shem, then the Rambam gives an Arabic word, b'loshon ha'ivris, the way that Arabic word translates into Hebrew, anova. V'hagai v'yesh l'shem az rabim. There are many synonymous expressions or words which connote gaiva, gova lev, v'einayim ramos, v'geya, v'ram, u'min hashemos, Shekinu Chachonim, Ruach Gavoa, V'gasus HaRuach, U'mizgo'er. The Rambam gives us another Arabic word, He Shiflos HaRuach. U'kvar be'arnu b'perik ha'revi, Ki ha'odom ro'u ilo Lintos le'echad mishnei aktsavos ad sheyikava behisnagos memutzas al derech hasyak. In general, the only context in which a person should be intentionally going towards an extreme is as a syog. As a temporary measure, to compensate for the opposite flaw. If a person is too stingy, so he needs to temporarily give more tzedakah than he really should be giving. If a person is too generous, he needs to temporarily give less tzedakah than he should be giving until the temporary extreme will help uproot and help correct and help rectify the chesaron within him. So going to the extreme is a temporary measure. It's warranted at times, but as a temporary measure. Zulasi b'mida zos hazos levado mikol hamidas koma hagaiva. There is an exception to that rule. Gaiva. Ki the godel chisorin hamida hazos eitzel anshe hamayla ubahakiram es nizka hirchiku mimena ad hakzei ha'achron vehitil el shiflo saruach legamei kidei shelo yashiru benefesh roshem legaiva klal b'shambona. Could be that we have here the key to understand a very, very long-standing and very, very perplexing apparent stira in the Rambam. If you have the Rambam, Hilchos Deos for a moment, Rabbi Yossi. Take a look at Beis Halacha Gimel. ועוד אומר שכל מגביה לי בלכופה בעיקר שנמה ורום לבבך ושכחת את השם הלקחה, ועוד אומר בשמת, לא שם חרם, אין כאן לא נידוי ולא שמת ולא חרם ולא אורה. ועוד אומר בשמת דאיז ברגסס הרוח ואפילו מקצסה. Okay, so for me I thought that's very much along the lines of what the Rambam is commenting on our Mishnah, and Hitaka cites our Mishnah here in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, clearly distinguishing the spectrum of Gaiva and Shiflus HaRuach from the other spectrums of Midos, telling us that here the person is not supposed to look for the middle position. A person is supposed to go to the extreme of Shiflus HaRuach. But if you go back to Perek Aleph, so this is from the beginning of the Perek. Deos ha b'yeshlech olechet v'echad b'nei odam v'zo m'shuna m'zo u'chok m'imena b'yoseh. Yesh odam shu bal chema koes tamid. ויש אדם שדעתם יושב הסלו ואינו כועס כלל, ואם כועס, יחרס כעס מעט בכמה שנים. ויש אדם שהוא כבר לב ביוסף, וישו שפל ברוך אל מאוד, וישו בלטייב, ולוסיס בנפשו מהלוך בתאבוסו. ויש אותו גוף ביוסה, לא יישא ואפילו דבר מאוד שהגוף צריך לה. ויש בעל נפש שוחה ומאוד, שלא תספר נפש מכל מומן העולם, כעניין שנאמר אוהב כסף לא יספר כסף. ויש מקצה שדאי הוא אפילו דבר מאוד שלא יספק לו, ולא ירדוף להסה כל צורכו. וישו מסגף עצמו ברוב וקובץ על ידו ואינו אוכל פוטו משול על בצער גודל. וישו מעביד כל מלמונו בידו לדייתו. ועל דרכים אלו שאור כל הדיוס, כגון מחולו ואונן וקילי ושועה ואחזורי ורחמן ואחלבה ואמצלי וכל כיוצא בהן. Let's skip הלוכה בייס, הלוכה גמל. שני קצובה שבכל גזור מזור שבכל דייה ודייה אינן דרך טובה. ואין רואי לא לאודם ללחז בהן, ולא ללמדן לעצמו. Person shouldn't train himself in that. ומוצא טיבל נוטה לאחס מהן, או מוכן לאחס מהן, או שכבר למד אחס מהן ונוהג בה, יחסו עצמו למותו, וילך בדרך הטוב, והיא הדרך הישרה. הדרך הישרה, so a person should go on the דרך טובה, which is the דרך ישרה. What is that? הלך הדל. הדרך הישרה היא מידה בין שבכל דרך ודרך מכל הדרך שיש לאדם. והיא הדרך שהיא בחוק המשנה הקצובה סביחו קשובה. ואין הקרובה לא לזור, ולא לזור. ולפיכך צריך וחכם שאודם שום דיוסף תמיד, person should always be assessing, appraising, right? Shuma is an appraisal. לפיכך צריך וחכם ושם שאודם שום דיוסף תמיד ומשער עושם. ומחמין עושם בדרך המצום כדי שיהיה שלם. So in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam is clearly, right? He's not clearly, he's explicitly telling us what a person is supposed to do, right? Ein roi lo la'odam lo leches behen. In Halacha Gimel, it's not ro'oi lo leches in the Ksavos, but rather b'derech ha'tovim, v'hi ha'derech ha'yishara. And now he tells us what the derech ha'yishara is. So he's telling us what a person is supposed to do. Ketzad, lo yehi bal chema noach lichos, ולא כמייס שאינו מרגש, אלא בינוני. ויחוס אל על דו וגודל שרוי, לחוס עליו כדי שלא יעשה כיוצא בו פעם אחרס. So the Rambam illustrates the דרך הישר that the person is supposed to follow with midas hakas. He continues, וכן, לא יסעווה אלא לדברם שהגוב צורך להן ואפשר לחיוס בזולוסן קניין שנאמר וצדק אוכל, צדק אוכל לסוב הנפשו. וכן לא יהיה עומר בעסקו על ההסק דבר שצריך ללכה ישר, כעניין שנאמר, טוב מעט לצדק. ולא יקבות יודו ביוסר, on the other hand, ולא יפעז הכל מאמנו. אבל נוסן סטק כפי מיסה, אז יודו ומר וקורא למי שצורך. ולא יהיה מהולל וסוחק, ולא עוצה ועונן, אלא שמח כל ימיו בנחס, בסבב פונם יפוס. וכן שור דיוסה, ודרך זו היא דרך החכמים. כל אדם שדיוסה כולן דיוס בין נוניוס ממוצעוס נקרא חכם. ומי שהוא מדקדק על עצמו ביוסר, וישרחק מידי הבנס מעט לצד זה נקרא חסד. כיצד? מי שישרחק מגובה הלב עד הקוצר האחרון, וישפרוח ביוסר נקרא חסד, וזוהי מידס חסידוס. ואם נשרחק על האמצע בלבד, ויהיה עונב נקרא חכם, וזוהי מידס החכם. So here too, by invoking the spectrum of gaiva, anova, and shiflas haruach to illustrate the midas hachochma versus the midas hachasidus, so the Rambam is l'chaora treating this midah as typical and similar to all other midahs, right? The Rambam says there's a midas chasidus which is to slightly incline away from whichever of the two extremes is the greater threat. So for most people, the extreme of taiva represents a greater threat than the extreme of asceticism. So memela, what the chassid will do is the chassid, because of that, because that represents the greater threat, so the chassid will slightly compensate for that fact. And instead of being in the middle, he'll be slightly inclined towards the extreme of total precious. But the Rambam illustrates that with anova and shifus haruach. So it seems quite clear that to be a shval ruach is not something that's required, but is a midas chasidus. So how does that? How do you reconcile that with Perek Beis Halacha Gimel? The emes is the stira is with regard to kas also, because if we would have read the second half of Beis Gimel, the Rambam says kas is the other exception, and yet in Perek Aleph the Rambam also used kas as a typical midah, as a typical spectrum in terms of that the person should be in the middle. So I think what we're going to suggest is part of the answer. There are going to be some loose ends, which clearly means that there's at the very least something missing. Maybe it also means that that we should be writing this in pencil, not in indelible ink, in terms of maybe even some of what we're saying needs to be adjusted. You know, the emes is there's another really very, very enigmatic part of Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos. Midas Chasidus always means when a person goes Lifnei Mishur Hadin. What does Lifnei Mishur Hadin mean generally? So for instance, let's say Me'ikir Hadin, the circumstances are such that I'm potter from Hasharas Aveda. But Afal Pichein, I say, no, I want to do it. Not a case of Kohen Beveis HaKvaros. I mean, there the Kohen can't, so that's not a Midas Chasidus for the Kohen to say, I'll go into the Beveis HaKvaros and be Matame the Meis in order to be Meish of Aveda. But what if he's, I think the Rambam has it, let's say the person is, the value of the Aveda and the Tirchen getting the Aveda will cost more than his Bittel Melocha. So, Kahai Galna, Kimduma, the person's pot of Mashav's Aveda. So that's in the Afal Pichein. I'm willing to. I know how much it will mean for this person to have this aveda return. I'm going to do it. Okay. So Enochanami, I'm going to miss the business meeting. And okay. So that's a midas chasidus. So we understand what does a midas chasidus mean. The Torah only requires so much, and the person goes further. The Torah says you only have to do so much, and the person says, "No, I'll do more." So we understand what it is, and we understand why it's a midas chasidus. We understand why it's a harezim meshuvach. But over here, this seems to be very different than all other instances of midas chasidus, in that here the midas chasidus seems to contradict and conflict with the mitzvah. It's not sort of just going beyond. It's not a mitzvah only requires so much. I'm willing to do more. Tavo alecha v'recha. But over here, the mitzvah says not to do more. And I say, I want to do more. How is that in Midas Chasidus? The Derech HaTova, the Derech HaYishara, which is the mitzvah of Halach d'Bedrachav, says that a person should be in the middle. That a person should be in the middle. So what does it mean that it's a Midas Chasidus to say, no, but I'm going to slightly abstain even a little bit extra, more than the middle. I'm going to have a little bit more precious than the middle represents. I'll give a little bit of extra tzedakah. I'll give be a little bit extra generous. How can you have a midas chasidus which seems to not go beyond the letter of the law, but contradict the letter of the law? And that's the pella here. Let's read the second half of Beis Gimel, Rabbi Yosef. Come back to the second half of Beis Gimel about the Chen Hakas. The Chen Hakas day of Rahi Adam Ma'od. The Rahi La'odam, she is Sachig Mimena, Ad Hakotze Ha'ache. The Yelamed Atzmo, Shalo Yechos. The Afil Aldova Shiroi Lichos Alov. However, v'tia daito miyushev is b'ino l'vein atzmo. Ko'odam shu medame ish b'shas kasev hu eino koes. So the Rambam says the other exception is kas. There is a strange formulation here in the Rambam. So the Maisa kas is the other exception, and it's ro'oi lo'odam that he should go to the extreme and that he should never get angry. Okay. Now, if what's ro'oi is never to get angry, so that means that there's nothing to get angry about, right? If you're never supposed to get angry, there's nothing to get angry about. And yet the Rambam says it in a very curious way, right? In a very provocative way. The Rambam says, no, don't get angry, even about something that's roi to get angry about. Roi la'odam shelo yichos. I skipped words in between. Ba'afil la'odam sheroi lichos alav. So what's pshat? But Rashi tells us, right? But even by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bechira Min HaEnoshi, the greatest human being, that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu came l'chlal kas, he came l'chlal tos. Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry at Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, and he makes a mistake in Parsha Shmini about which chatos should be eaten, which chatos should not be eaten, when they were onanim in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry in Parashas Matos with the Pekudei Achoyel, and he's not able to remember the halachas of Yerodeya. He forgets the simanim in Yerodeya of Hechsher Kelim. So Elazar HaKohen has to give halachas share. What does that mean? It means that anger, more so than almost any other midah, is a volatile midah. Other midahs are not necessarily volatile. They're strong, they're weak. They're stronger, they're weaker, but you wouldn't necessarily describe them as in terms of volatility, in terms of being volatile, in terms of being something that betivo can't be controlled. What does volatile mean? Something that can't be controlled, can't be harnessed. Sort of, if it ever happened to you, you know, when you open a faucet, so there's a little spring or something inside the handle that lets you control how much you open the faucet. When that piece wears out, and then you open the faucet, so it begins gushing torrentially, and you either need several kapit lachtilim or a plumber to get it closed again. It's not so pushy to turn the faucet off. So anger is something which is very volatile. The reason we're supposed to go to an extreme by anger. In theory, there are things in the world which warrant a response, a targeted, measured response of anger. There are things in the world that are morally outrageous. It's plenty examples in the news, plenty examples of things that are morally outrageous. The inyan that you're not supposed to get angry, the MS, anger, in that sense, is really like every other midah. A person needs to eat to maintain his health, to feel good and strong and be able to function at maximum capacity. And because of that, so a person should have a healthy appetite. So we coordinate the midah, the Rambam calls it daya, we call it midah. We coordinate the midah with what should happen on the active level. A person needs to pay his bills. He needs to support himself. He needs to have a roof over his head. He needs to buy groceries. He needs to support his family. He doesn't need to be rich. He certainly doesn't need to be fabulously wealthy. So a person should taka want to have a certain amount of money. So we correlate the midah with the appropriate expression, the need. By that standard, a person should on occasion get angry. Nowadays, Emma says, I think daily when you read the news, by that standard, you should get angry. Be that as it may. Kam Chazal, and they say, but the problem is that anger is too volatile. It's realistic to tell a person to want to have money, but don't want to have too much money. That's realistic. It's realistic to tell a person have a healthy appetite, but don't overeat. It's realistic. It's not simple. Tikkun Amidus is not simple. Tikkun Amidus is a tremendous avodah. Which midas are most challenging varies from individual to individual, but it's realistic. Again, realistic and easy are not necessarily synonymous in this context or any other context. But it's realistic. It's not realistic to tell a person, get angry, but maintain control. Get angry, but not too angry. Because by definition, anger means that there's a certain loss of control. Because anger is so volatile. And that's what the Rambam means, that's why the Rambam says there are dvarim shiru'uyim lichos aleihem. But when the pekudei hachayil come back and they didn't kill the nekevos, so that was outrageous. It was ro'uy lichos alav. But even Moshe Rabbeinu, the bechira min ha'noshi, couldn't avoid the volatility of midas hakas. That's why l'chora the hemshech ha-halacha, when the Rambam says, let's say a parent has to discipline a child. The child really did something that requires, the child ran out into the street. A little child, Rachman al-Tan, runs out into the street after the ball. So Chaste Hashem, nothing happened, but obviously, the parent has to impress upon the child never ever to do that again. So if he says to him, you know, tzadiko, that wasn't such a good idea, and I want you to punch me, I'm going to do it again. I don't know how much of an impression that's necessarily going to make on the tzadiko. So he's got to make an impression on the child that the child should never ever do that again. So the Rambam tells us what to do. The Rambam says that a person has to be an actor. Everyone has to have the capacity to be an actor and to know how to feign anger, to posture as though one is angry, because a display of anger makes an impression that other approaches don't. But inwardly, the person should not be angry. Well, what is the stam in Eitzah Tova? The Rambam's giving us, he's giving us an Eitzah Tova on Chinuch. Stam, we would welcome any Eitzah Tova the Rambam has to give us about any topic, certainly Chinuch. But how is this part of the halacha? Because the Teretz says this is part of the halacha, because you can't just tell me that a person should never get angry. No, you have to be able to do that without neglecting your chiyuv to get angry. There are dvarim sheruyim lechos aleihem. Moshe l'madov adoma. If a doctor has to tell a patient your cholesterol is too high, you shouldn't eat any meat, he has to tell them what to eat that has iron, that he shouldn't become anemic. It's not stam an eitzah tova. If you're telling a person to avoid something which he's doing to be mekayim what is incumbent upon him, then you have to tell him what the substitute is, what the alternative is. This isn't stam an eitzah tova of how a parnas can exercise his leadership for the tzibur, or how the parent can be mechanech his children. No, it's a din. There's a chiyuv lechos. There are dvarim which are ruyim lechos aleihem. There are a lot of morally outrageous things that happen. Once upon a time, the Rambam says there were very few. It was, you know, every now and then. I don't know. The world has changed. There are dvarim sheruyim lechos aleihem. So when you tell me that because anger is too volatile, we should go to the extreme, you have to tell me how to do that without neglecting the chiyuv. Pashtus is that the Rambam means, let's say by kas, that we're doing this al derech siyog, meaning me'ikar hadin, as the Rambam tells us in Parak Aleph, kas is taka like all other midas. A person should have appetite. He shouldn't have zero appetite. He shouldn't have an appetite for gluttony. He should have a healthy appetite. A person should want money. He shouldn't be totally disinterested, totally apathetic about money. He shouldn't be dream of being listed in the Forbes 500. I think it's 500, right? The Forbes 500, but he should want to have enough money to live in a way that is not mitzvah labios, in a way that he's not, right, the paradox of if a person is mezalzel and having enough money, he ends up as an oni who has to spend all his time worrying about money. That's the paradox. It's part of the not being smarter than Chazal and the Torah, in terms of a person says, no, I don't want to think at all about money. So he doesn't do anything about money. Because of that, he's short of money, and he ends up spending all his time worrying about money. When it comes to kas, so Parak Aleph, the emes is, kas is really like all other midas. As a siog, because of its volatility, so we go Adak Tzeya Achron, but in going Adak Tzeya Achron, we need to also find a way, Lemaisa, not to neglect the Chiyuv of being Koes. So what's the Kos of Ashlishi? The Kos of Ashlishi, the Rambam tells us, is Yedame Atzmo Koes. is that a person has to be an actor. He has to know how to feign anger. Yitachen, that's the pshat by the chassid also. We asked, how can you have a midas chassidus that contradicts the ikar hadin? No, a midas chassidus means to do extra. The din of being potur from hashavas aveda in most cases only means that it's not required. Okay, it's not required, but afal pichen, I'm going to do it. Afal pichen, I'm going to do it. But how can you have a midas chassidus which contradicts an ikar hadin? So maybe the answer is as follows. Let's say the chassid. So the chassid is aware that most people are more prone to the extreme of taiva than they are to the extreme of total chesron ha-taiva. Most people. So he says, I'm going to compensate a little bit. And I'm gonna train myself to be a little bit off-center. So what does that mean? Does that mean, let's say the doctor looks at his build and his height, and the doctor tells him, you should have X calories a day. That's what you need to be in the best of health. Yeah, his stomach gives him a certain range. Well, no, let's say, or maybe with precision, I don't know how it's done. The doctor tells him, this is what you need. So the chassid is what? The chassid is going to, he's not going to meet that goal. If whatever the value of X, the X calories, whatever the value of X is, so he's going to do X minus 300 because he's a chassid? Well, no, maybe the pshat in the midas chassidus says, no, he'll do X. To do less than X is not a midas chassidus. It's contradicting the din. But whereas the din doesn't require that he bend over backwards to do X, avoiding any enjoyment from the food, he's bedavka gonna, he's gonna find a way to decrease the enjoyment associated with the X calories. Maybe even though it's within the dietary recommendations, and he likes salt, so he's gonna bedavka cook without salt. So it's going to be very, very bland. Or whatever the strategy will be. So yitachen, that what the chassid does, again, what is the person by caste? So we're all required. Maybe it's a din d'rabbanan, and that's what the Avodas HaMelech suggests. But either way, so when you look in Perek Beis, again, we often make the mistake of that we parachute into a Rambam, right? We find the Rambam from the Ein Mishpat, and then we parachute into the Rambam. The Rambam intended the Yadah Hazaka to be learned consecutively. So the Rambam had this funny notion that we'd be learning Halacha Gimel after having learned Halacha Aleph and Beis. A funny notion. But that was the notion that the Rambam had. So when you look at halachas aleph and beis, what's the context here of this famous halacha gimel? The context is that the Rambam says that just as a person can be physically ill, he can also be spiritually ill. The same way there's such a thing as choli haguf, there's such a thing as choli hanefesh. And the Rambam says just as a choli haguf has to consult a doctor, so too a choli hanefesh has to consult a doctor for nefashos. A doctor for nefashos is a chacham, and the chacham will write a prescription. The chacham will give the directive. What's the directive going to be? Take a look in Beis. Beis, we will say the ketzad he refuasam. Mishu bal chema omim lo lahanig atzma shem huka v'kula lo yargish klal v'mhoyeg v'alev yanig atzma b'bizayon harbe. I'm jumping around. So going to an extreme is a siog. So the Pasha says that what the Rambam in Beis Gimel is telling us is that Hagam, that Me'ikah Hadin, say Midah Raisa, Midas Hakas is no different than other Midas. The same way by other Midas, since I need to eat, the correct Midah is to have a healthy appetite. So since there are things in the world which are rotli lichos aleihem, so I should have a measure of kas within me, but the siyog, because of the volatility of kas, is that I shouldn't have any kas. That's what the pshat is. But, and that's what the chassidim do for all midas. They do it on their own. Here, Chazal taught us to do it. But the chassidim do this on their own for all midas, not to the same degree that we do it by midas hakas, but to a lesser degree, they do it by all midas. But l'chora, zil hocha, zil hosam, whether it's the case of kas, or whether it's the case of what chassidim do by all midas, it means to do it in a way that doesn't clash with what the Ikar Hadin is. So what's the Kos of Ashlishi? The Ikar Hadin is the Tova Yosha, the middle. The Midas, the Siog, is the extreme. So if it's going to be, if a person's going to do this perpetually, if it's going to be a perpetual Siog, which it is for Hasidim, which it is for all of us, by Midas Hakas, so how do you reconcile them? So it must mean that on the active level, I don't neglect the Chi of Kas. No, if the child, Rachman al-Tan, runs out into the street, I put on a display of anger. However, the siyog is that whereas Me'ika Hadin, without the siyog, I would actually allow myself to be angry. The siyog is, no, I should be feigning the anger. But inwardly, the composure should be complete, should be intact. And the answer to the stira then the Gabe Kas is that Me'ikah Hadin, Perik Aleph, presents the Ikah Hadin. There's room to add to this, but for now, let's just say it that way. And Perik Beis represents what the Siog requires. But even the Siog is on the level of the Midah. It's not on the active level. Come back to our Perish of Mishnayis. Let's just reread the few words that we read here. And now this next phrase is crucial. Right? Chazal recognized the danger of gaiva, right? Similar to what we saw by Midas Hakas, right? Similar to Midas Hakas, so you'll ask, how can we say similar to Midas Hakas when the Rambam says Zulasi b'Midah Hazos Levada? That's a good kasha. That's one of the loose ends here. But similar to Midas Hakas, the emes is that Me'ika Hadin Shalom B'Torah Siyog, a person doesn't have to be Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach. Shalom b'Torah siyog, how is a person supposed to dress? Is a person supposed to walk around in rags? No, a person is supposed to dress in a dignified manner. A person should be dressed nicely, neatly, in a dignified manner. That's the way we're supposed to dress. If we were to treat this midah as all other midas, so then the underlying inner feeling would match this. So the same way when I eat a healthy breakfast, I have inwardly the midah of a healthy appetite. And the same way when I collect my paycheck, I have inwardly the midah of wanting a certain amount of money. So there would be again, gaiva is sort of misleading because it has the wrong connotation for us, but there would be something internally that matches and that generates the fact that that person dresses nicely, dignified. But gaiva, again, similar, but maybe the dynamic is the way it affects the person is different. But gaiva also is something which Chazal also felt that even though the Ikar Hadin is it's the same as other midos, the Syog is that even though the practical level should be maintained, we do dress nicely. We're supposed to dress nicely in a dignified fashion, in a dignified fashion. But the underlying mindset and feeling should be ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. And that's why the Rambam is saying, the Rambam is basically saying that we recognized the Godel. Meaning, why is he emphasizing that? Because the Rambam is saying it's being done with a siog, but it's a perpetual siog. And it's a perpetual siog which tells us to go all the way to the extreme. And that's why the pasuk in the Torah that teaches us this isn't Baloshan Tzivoy, it's a description of what Moshe Rabbeinu does on his own, of Aish Moshe Anav Ma'od, meaning that it's something that a person does, but Torah Siog. But on the level of the Ikar Hadin, Shalom B'Torah Siog, so then a person would, it would be like all of the Midos, which is what's reflected in Perek Aleph. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. But Bli Neder, we'll probably go on a little bit in this mission next week, next Thursday as well. Bli Neder, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, everyone should have a good, productive day, a good Shabbos. Be well, be safe, everyone. Mitzvah Hashem.